Start sometime. What better place than here? What better time than now?
Man, sometimes I forget what a great band that is. It's the Bennington Show. It's a birthday show. I'm Ron Bennington. There's Gail Bennington.
Yo.
Stanley Stans Bennington.
Sup.
Good to see you guys again. I'm doing a lot of radio without you lately.
I noticed.
But, you know, this week was Black Rock Week, right?
Yes, it was.
Would you actually consider Rage to be a black band? Up to this point, I was on board.
This was Chris Stanley's pick because I think he thought it was uncool to play Lenny Kravitz, which was...
Oh, that was it?
Well, you know, I going into 90s black rock, I contacted a 90s black rock expert and they pointed me in the direction of Rage Against the Machine.
Well, you got what? One guy who's black?
Ish.
Tom Morello.
Yeah. How does that make it black rock? Earl Douglas is on with us right now to settle this. Earl, does this band pass mustard for black rock?
Absolutely. What a question.
So what is the criteria?
Well, within the BRC, it was either, you know, it had to be a self-contained, originally it was a self-contained act that didn't play a lot of covers. You know, basically had to their focus was on original material. And the band leader or the front man had to be a person of color.
And the band leader of Rage is who?
Tom Morello.
So you say because Tom Morello is a person of color, black rock.
Yes, he was a member. He still is. He's still a member. He was a member in the L.A. chapter.
Before, I didn't know he had an L.A. Who put that together? L.A. Reid?
No. we have an L.A. chapter, and I didn't find this out until he did Eddie Trunk's show, that metal show.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, I went to meetings. The L.A. meetings were at UCLA. He goes, yeah, I went to the meetings before we formed Rage. And as Rage was forming, I was a member. I went to meetings.
Now, when I brought it up to Chris, he's not saying this on the air, but he was told me that Zach was black as well, and I go, no, that's not true. Mexican.
I believe he is of Mexican descent.
I always thought he was a black dude.
Primarily Mexican descent.
What's the other part?
White.
Oh.
Black? Is the other part black?
That would have been great. That would have been a slam dunk if that would have happened.
Then I would definitely give it to you.
Yeah.
Everyone said so she's like black. Yes. White.
Why a white rhythm section then?
I don't know. I mean, maybe I guess that would, you know what? Bands are all about chemistry, and I couldn't imagine that band without those two other guys, without Tim and Brad.
All right, let me try. I can imagine it. Yeah, I actually had...
You're creative.
I had a unicorn and a talking bear. But that's my imagination, you know? Like I try to tell kids. If you can imagine it, you can dream it. And if you can dream it, then you don't have to do it.
God, I envy you.
Yeah. That's why I go around speaking at elementary schools. And then I say, smoke what you are, and I light up a cool. Earl Douglas, what's happening with you lately? So, Chris, I can't fight with you now since you brought the Black Rock Coalition into this.
BRC.
Now, Earl, tell everybody about your book.
I'm proud to announce that Black Rock Volume 1 is now a permanent part of the New York Public Library for Performing Arts.
Wow, that's
nice.
So exciting for
that's
you.
That's so cool.
So you're part of history now.
Yeah, I think as long as there is a New York Public Library for Performing Arts, you can go in and check out Black Rock Volume 1.
Wow.
Please return it.
Yeah, return it. It's the only one that's ever been made.
Yeah, like I'm it took a while. I got the